This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Barnes & Noble was supposed to announce its financial results today, but it has pushed that date back to February 28th. Analysts are predicting that the bookseller will report a profit for last quarter, but the outlook doesn't look great for Barnes & Noble, as Sally Herships reports.
The company says this year its Nook will lose more than the $260 million it originally predicted.
Unfortunately, the digital side is the side that's supposed to be doing better.
Laura Owens covers publishing for tech website GigaOM. She says in addition to the bad Nook news, sales in stores and online are down.
And so all of those things combined makes it not look very good for the company.
Owen says to try to help sales, Barnes & Noble is putting more toys, games, and cards on its shelves, which means less room for books.
Who said that the offering in the store should be limited to books?
Jerry Wind teaches marketing at Wharton.
You have by far a wider selection online, at very often better prices. Why come to the store?
Which is what Wind says Barnes & Noble will have to figure out if it wants to keep its brick-and-mortar stores profitable. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.